Around 14,000 men, women, and children had to perform forced labor for Reichsmark. About 3,000 of them died. From April 1944, people, primarily from Italy, the Soviet Union, Slovakia, Belgium, Poland, the Ukraine, France, and Yugoslavia, were deported to Reichsmark. Among them, women, teenagers, and children. Many camps rose up around Weipersberg. In the beginning, the forced laborers were put up in the towns themselves, in hotels, taverns, and party halls. Little by little, 28 main and side camps were built around Weipersberg. Many of the prisoners had to build the barracks themselves, and until they had finished, they slept in the tunnel system or under the open sky. The forced laborers of Reichsmark had to construct the transportation infrastructure, extend the previously existing tunnel system, pour the concrete for the bunkers, and work on the assembly of the airplanes. The workday lasted 10, 11, and sometimes 12 or more hours. Work started between 6 and 4 a.m. Depending on the location of the respective camp, the march to the workplace could be as long as 10 kilometers. The clothes and footwear of the forced laborers was in most cases inadequate. Breaks were rarely permitted. Women and children also had to perform extremely hard work. Serious and sometimes deadly work accidents occurred frequently, especially in the tunnels. In very few cases did the superiors show any humanity or solidarity with the workers. Mistreatment was the rule rather than the exception. An atmosphere of fear, of violence, and loss of food prevailed.